Young man with coarctation of the aorta. A man in his 20s presented to the emergency department with symptomatic severe hypertension. Antihypertensive drug therapy was started. Workup for secondary hypertension, including echocardiography and contrast computed tomography, was performed. Postductal coarctation of the aorta was diagnosed, and the patient underwent successful aortic stent placement. Double orifice mitral valve is a rare congenital cardiac defect. Double orifice mitral valve is a rare congenital cardiac defect. 1% of all types of congenital heart disease. Three varieties have been described: complete bridge, incomplete bridge, and eccentric type. A patient with double orifice mitral valve, mitral regurgitation can be found in up to 43% and stenosis in 13%. However, patients rarely need surgical treatment in the absence of associated defects. A bicuspid aortic valve can coexist as it is the most common congenital valvular heart disease associated with coarctation of the aorta. Differential diagnosis from imaging modalities include transcatheter edge-to-edge mitral valve repair and surgical aphysis stitch, both associated with a similar opening of the mitral valve. 3 years after presentation, the patient was symptomatic without progression of mitral regurgitation and has normal blood pressure. This case provides an example of a rare congenital pathology. The figure shows three-dimensional transthoracic echocardiographic images acquisition with Zoom 3D and post-processes with 3D translumination. Translumination allows for light source positioning in front or behind the mitral valve, thereby improving the anatomic definition and diagnostic accuracy. Both the ventricular and arterial views show a double orifice mitral valve with a single fibrous annulus and a complete bridge.